Yet even in that moment of shock, Norton's first concern was for his ship.
Endeavor, he called. Situation report. All okay, skipper,
was the reassuring answer from the exec.
We felt a slight tremor, but nothing that could cause any damage. There's been a small change of attitude. The bridge says about 0.2 degrees. They also think the spin rate has altered slightly. We'll have an accurate reading on that in a couple of minutes.
So, it's beginning to happen, Norton told himself, and a lot earlier than we expected. We're still a long way from perihelion, and the logical time for an orbit change. But some kind of trim was undoubtedly taking place, and there might be more shocks to come. Meanwhile, the effects of this first one were all too obvious, up there on the curving sheet of water which seemed perpetually falling from the sky. The wave was still about 10 kilometers away, and stretched the full width of the sea from northern to southern shore. Near the land, it was a foaming wall of white, but in deeper water, it was a barely visible blue line, moving much faster than the breakers on either flank. The drag of the shoreward shallows was already bending it into a bow, with the central portion getting further and further ahead.